Joined by the head coach of the Old Sick Grizzlies, Brad Tobin, as we get set to try and see if he can extend the winning streak up to four, to stitch three back-to-back here on this homestand early in the season. What have been some of the key factors that you think have allowed your team to have this success?
I think power play, that's kind of been clicking throughout this whole homestand. We've had a lot of good looks in that, and we've been producing on it, so that's one of the big factors. Aiden Fisher as well, between the pipes, he's been playing really solid, giving the boys a chance every single night. So I think those two factors have been kind of the two major things, in this stand.
Yeah, you met in a shootout win, and then Mitch Patrick with an overtime winner, and then on Saturday, obviously, one of the wilder finishes that we've had in a long time. Here, Fisher keeps the puck alive, and Seeley goes the distance and jars it with 3 seconds left. So just what kind of a moment was that for the bench and the players?
Pretty exciting. The Patrick goal, Connor Seeley was standing right next to me. He's like, this is the guy that you want on with the puck late in the game, and he obviously got it done. And then Connor Seeley to go to end-to-end there and score was pretty exciting. And it's good because it's obviously two of the returning guys getting those opportunities and scoring. So, they're really excited about kind of how the team's been playing here.
You get another contribution from someone with their first AJHL goal in the Bailey Shortall, getting one late in the third period in that game as well. What has he brought to the team so far, and obviously how good is it to see him get one?
He's been very consistent throughout the season. He's a good kind of middle six player. Doesn't do too much, nothing too fancy or anything like that. He just comes to work every day, so it was good to finally see him get his goal.
And some of these defensemen seem to be getting pretty close here. I think Vandermeer had the dump in that led to Shortall's goal after it was fumbled by in the net there, and then Jackson Doyle hit the post from in the neutral zone. Is there more success on the blue line that you see coming in terms of goals and points for some of these guys?
I think so. They're getting their opportunities.
It comes to the Whitecourt Wolverines coming into town tonight. What do you know about them so far, and how good a matchup is this with 2 6-win teams, and obviously them being the runners-up here in the league last year?
Yeah, I think they're a hard-working team. They got some veterans. Their goalies obviously played all their games this season, so I think they rely on him quite a bit. So, it's going to be a good test for us tonight, just to know if we can get the job done against one of the better teams in the league.
Excellent. Well, keep her going, Brad. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.